This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chittek residents are expressing concerns over the installation of flock safety cameras by the police department without notifying the city. Two of the flock safety cameras, used to track passing vehicles and automatically flag vehicles of interest for law enforcement authorities, were installed in the area about 2 months ago. According to a WEAU report, police department officials did not inform Mayor Jeff Martin or the Chittek City Council before the cameras were installed. City of Chittek officials say the police department is not required to notify them about the implementation of new technology as long as the cost for that equipment falls within the department's operating budget. Police Chief Ron Ambrositis also defended the decision at a recent city council meeting, citing the way video from something like a doorbell camera has benefited investigations in the past. The technology has received wide criticism over recent years as people express concerns over privacy. There have also been a number of instances nationwide where individual law enforcement officers have misused the flock safety cameras for personal reasons. City of Eau Claire officials are reminding residents that there will be no public vehicle access at Carson Park for the Eau Claire's festival this week. The music festival will take place on Thursday and Friday at Carson Park, with vehicle access closed from Thursday through Sunday to cover setup and teardown days as well. City officials also say the Carson Park tennis courts will be closed through July 29th due to the festival. They say residents will still be able to use the playgrounds at the parks this week, but they'll need to walk in from outside the park. A recent study conducted by UW-Eau Claire researchers found that the sedimentation pollution in Lake Altoona could cost the city millions of dollars in lost revenue if left unchecked. According to the study, Lake Altoona generates over $5 million in economic impact for the city each year. If the sedimentation management efforts like dredging projects stop and the pollution becomes too extreme, however, the study found property values along the lake could drop by over $35 million and cost the city nearly $800,000 in property tax revenue each year. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Investigators say they've uncovered possible evidence that breathes new life into a decades-old cold case in Fond du Lac County. Five-year-old Bobby Joe Fritz disappeared from his Campbellsport home in the spring of 1983. Now, investigators are digging into that home's basement with the help of the state crime lab. Fond du Lac County detectives served a search warrant last week at the house where Bobby Joe lived when he disappeared. Investigators say during that search, they found what they describe as potential evidence. Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Walschmidt says the agency remains committed to working unsolved crimes, including Bobby Joe's. He says this is an active investigation, and they will release more information only when it will not jeopardize the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call the Fond du Lac County tip line. 3 years ago, on the 40th anniversary of Bobby Joe's disappearance, his older sister said both their parents have since died without ever knowing what happened to their little boy. Wisconsin Democrats are asking state election officials to pull back new guidance on absentee ballots, saying it could affect how people vote in the primary. The Wisconsin Elections Commission told clerks not to let voters spoil and recast a ballot, something Democratic Party Chair Devin Raymaker says used to be allowed. He argues the change followed lawsuits from Republicans and was issued improperly. Democrats warn that without a reversal, some voters may not be able to fully take part in the primary. The Elections Commission has not yet announced whether it will revisit the guidance. Wisconsin is taking a step to ease its nursing shortage by allowing more registered nurses to teach students in clinical settings. Governor Tony Evers approved an emergency rule that expands who can serve as nursing instructors. Qualified RNs with the right experience and training can now help teach, even if they don't yet have a master's degree. State leaders say the change should help schools train more nurses and get them into the workforce faster. A dog that had been shot at least 8 times and was found in Shawnee County last week with a broken leg and broken ribs is on a long road to recovery. Shawnee County Humane Society workers posted an update on social media yesterday about the dog now named Sunny. They say Sunny is in stable condition, but veterinarians found another gunshot wound and several broken ribs after further examinations. If he can hang in there, Sonny is expected to undergo surgery in the next couple days. Right now, animal workers say the focus is on keeping him comfortable and giving him every chance to heal. Someone found the brown mixed breed dog in the town of Maple Grove. Shawnee County Sheriff's deputies say they're investigating how Sonny was injured. They say the approximately 8-year-old dog has a microchip registered to someone out of state. Shawnee County Humane Society workers say they have received an outpouring of support from people all around wanting to help make sure this underdog gets a second chance at a happy life. Federal officials will be in Sauk County next week for disaster assistance. The Federal Emergency Management Agency and Small Business Administration will set up shop at Baraboo City Hall for in-person help with filing claims following recent severe storms and flooding. The assistance will be available every day next week between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. Officials say residents should file claims with their insurance provider before coming to City Hall. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is warning voters that betting on an election could put their ballot at risk. The agency says state law bars anyone who has a wager on an election from voting in that same race, and officials say that could lead to a challenged ballot or even felony charges. The warning comes as prediction markets keep growing, and the issue has drawn new attention in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers has also taken steps to limit the use of non-public information in prediction markets by state employees. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers battle the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers and Mets are going at it today to win this 3-game series at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Mets shut out the Brewers last night 4-0 thanks to a good performance by New York rookie Zach Thornton, who's now thrown 18 scoreless innings in a row. The Brewers' Brandon Sproat, after losing to his former teammate.
That's what Thornton does. That's what he's done his whole career so far. I know him pretty well. He's a super just crafty lefty.
In golf, round 3 of the Wisconsin Amateur Championship today, Garrett Schultz of Oconomowoc atop the leaderboard, tied with Brandon Cloutey, originally from South Africa, who talked about the crew at the West Bend Country Club.
They're so good at setting the course up. The number that you have to hit has to be just so precise, and you have to hit it perfectly to get the right spin to make it sure that it stops. I think you're going to see a lot of dispersion between just an average round and a good round.
That's golfer Brandon Cloutey with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 77 this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly clear. We're going to drop to 55 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny day, a little warmer with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.